Adventures of Uncle Jimmy, a Warner Brothers radio production starring William Farnham. Original story and direction by Edward Lynn. Circumstances, Florence Stewart would probably have very promptly fainted when she learned that Robert, a convalescent from a heart ailment, had gone riding with Miss Brenton. Instead of that, she turned on her husband and accused him of neglecting a situation that she felt had passed the bounds of good taste and perhaps morality.
Florrie, stop yelling.
I won't stop yelling. Oh, I'm so mad. Arnold Stewart, could you have been in your right mind when you let that boy of yours walk right out of this house?
And into Miss Brenton's car.
Florence, I'm just as much to blame as your husband. And under the circumstances, I don't know what else there was to do. After all, Bobby isn't a two-year-old.
Neither is he legally of age. Neither is he a single man. But here, two full-grown adults. Oh, and what if some of the neighbors should have seen him?
Never mind dragging the neighbors into this. Just stick to cases.
Robert will be home in half an hour. Now, let's just sort of let everything ride.
I know, Uncle Jimmy. Ride along until this redhead breaks up Rosalind's home. The minute I laid eyes on her...
You knew she was a homebreaker.
Now, if you and Mr. Stewart would like to retire, I'll wait up for Bobby.
That's not a bad idea, Uncle Jimmy. Because I think we're going to have a long wait.
Yes, dear. I suppose Miss Brenton and Bobby are going to make a round of the nightclubs or the cocktail lounge.
I wouldn't put it past her. I wouldn't be at all surprised if Bobby didn't come home all night.
Florence.
I think I see now why Miss Brenton is so popular in your office.
Florence Stewart, if I had a mind like yours, I'd...
Well, We've got Florence going again. I think it's just about time that
Yes, I know that somebody had a nice little talk with Robert.
No, with Miss Brenton. Now, fun's fun, but I'm afraid this might be carried too far.
Well, I, for one, am not going to talk to Miss Brenton. It's too delicate a situation for me to become involved in. I'm going to bed.
Oh, looks like you're leaving me to face the music, Mr. Stewart.
Well, I'm afraid so, and I don't believe the tune will be Home Sweet Home.
Well, may not be that, Mr. Stewart. I sure hope it won't be... Just before the battle, Mitzi.
What,
pal? Quiet. Boy, 11 bells. Here I said I'd be home in half an hour. But, I sure feel like a million.
Why, Robert Stewart, you said that...
Sure. The whole evening was ours. And it was. The night's still young. Hey, why not
Oh, then wouldn't your mother have a wonderful opinion of me?
Oh, forget it. I'm not tied to Mom's apron strings.
Oh, is that you, Mr. Stewart?
Well, go on, Robert. Answer Uncle Jimmy.
Never mind.
Now, listen, Robert. We've had a nice, innocent little time, and we're not going to spoil it by adding a dash of mystery.
Oh. Is that you, Florence?
Well, you run along to bed. I'll talk to Uncle Jimmy. Go on. Uncle Jimmy, it's Mitzi. Go on, Robert.
Okay. Give you a buzz tomorrow.
Well, hello, youngsters. Just stir up this fire. The house is beginning to cool off.
Drop in and we'll discuss those new jobs that are coming up.
Thanks, Emily. Night.
Isn't this way past your bedtime, Uncle Jimmy?
Oh, I haven't any special bedtime. Come on, sit down.
Oh, thank you.
Throw back your coat. Fire's going to be coming up again in a few minutes.
I think half the charm of anyone's home is a fireplace and a nice dog like Pal.
Well, how did Bobby stand the evening?
Oh, just fine. He's really taken a big step in the right direction.
That's so?
Health, I mean. You know, once we're on the mend, the rest of the battle is mental. I didn't know that Robert had promised to be home in half an hour. I hope his mother...
Still has a good opinion of you? Hardly think so. Why should she?
Well, why shouldn't she? I haven't done anything wrong.
Well, of course you haven't. I don't believe any man or even a jury would ever accuse you of any wrongdoing.
That wasn't very kind, Uncle Jimmy. I suppose if I told you that it was a good thing for Rosalind that I'm taking an interest in her husband, you wouldn't believe me.
Oh, I might. I'm usually very open-minded about most things.
Well, when I first met that girl, I knew she was going to have a fight on her hands to keep Bobby.
Oh, just because of that neck injury? Oh, you surely don't think a fine boy like Robert would...
I wish all of you would get over the idea that Robert Stewart is a boy. He's a man. Young and handsome.
Mitzi, just as an old man to a young and very charming woman, are you honest when you tell me that you're cultivating Robert Stewart so that you can be a better friend to his wife?
That's true.
You know, 99 men out of 100 wouldn't believe you. But I'm sure on an issue as great as the happiness of two exceptionally fine young people, you wouldn't lie to me.
Well, there wouldn't be any point to it.
There could be a much debated question, young lady. Well, from this moment on, the only thing that I can place between you and Robert is a sentinel. Stands on guard 24 hours a day. I place between you and two young people the honor of a good woman, Rosalind Stewart.
Now, don't think, Uncle Jimmy, that anybody's pulling the wool over Rosalind's eyes. She don't say much, but she's doing a heap of thinking.
Mm-hmm. Shouldn't wonder. You know, I've sort of planned a little family party tonight. All of us are going to the movies. That means you too, Mrs. Jensen.
Oh, now, you just don't go worrying about me. I want those young people.
You haven't heard all of the plans.
No.
We're all going to get into the family car, drive up to the Strand... Let the young people out first.
Now, whoever thought of that?
Me. Before they know what's happened, we'll be on our way to another movie, and they'll be together and alone for the entire evening.
Good.
Oh, I know they'll be thrilled. It's all kind of foolish and romantic, but charming.
Hope it works. Sometimes the most perfect plan... Land of Goshen. Here I sit, and me with dinner to get. Oh, did Bobby go to the office today?
Well, yes, Mr. Stewart took him along this morning. See, you know, it's amazing. Bobby really feels grand. Something's made a new man out of him.
Land, it's just a miracle. What doctor said it'd be a year before he had any kind of strength at all. I guess Miss Brenton's been a tonic for him. Of course, that don't mean I like her any better.
Even I have to admit that she's been a tonic for Bobby. I just hope this won't prove to be too expensive. A cure. You know, Florence, I think it would make Dorothy very happy if you invited little Frankie Prentice to the house.
Why, heavens, you didn't think I wouldn't. Don't you know that Florence Stewart in these later days is an old softy? I've invited Miss Benton for dinner, too.
But weren't we all going to the movies to carry out our surprise for Rosalind and Robert?
And Miss Brenton. We'll just drop the three of them off at the Strand.
Yes, but how is that going to work out?
Oh, you wait and see. If Mitzi Brenton wants Rosalind for a friend, she can have her. And every time that Mitzi and Robert go anywhere, Rosalind's going along.
Yes, but how... Well, I mean... Well, you don't expect Rosalind to just trail after the two of them, do you?
You leave that to me. Every time that Miss Brenton takes my boy anywhere, she'll ask Rosalind. And sooner or later...
Lawrence Stewart, you've got your thinking cap on again.
Well, we're all in for a good fight here. And Rosalind isn't going to fight alone.
I see. Well, looks like Robert's going to find out that two's a company and three's a crowd. But I wonder which two are going to be company.
You go right into the bathroom this minute. You go right into the bathroom this minute. And you just wait till your father gets home.
Well, I gave him a bloody nose, too. The big bully. And boy, oh boy, did I have a couple of slow shiners on that bird.
That Johnny of yours is all covered with gore, Florence.
Oh, I don't know why youngsters delight in fighting.
Oh, it's all part of the picture of heredity. Prehistoric instincts. Been going on for such a long time, guess we can't even count it in terms of years.
Well, Uncle Jimmy?
Oh, Rosalind, dear. How nice you look. All ready for the big fun?
All ready for something.
See, Mom? You'd have seen the blood on the snow when I popped him off the beezer.
Who is him?
A new guy at school. His name was Spike. He said he was the leader of all his kids, a champion. But he couldn't fight. He was a liar, too, Mom. Boy, I fixed him. I'll get it, Mom.
Johnny, you're surely not proud of what you did to Spike.
Said he even had hair on his chest. He's only a year older than I am. Well, when I trimmed him down to my size...
Say, now, that's just enough, young man. You march into your room, you get changed. Or you're a myth. You get changed. Or you're a myth. And keep that cotton in your nostrils.
I'll tell you all about it at dinner, Jimmy.
Takes it for granted that I want to hear. Takes it for granted that I...
Jimmy.
Takes it for granted that I want to hear.
Mama, it's Brother Robert. Says that Teddy is feeling swell. But he won't be home to dinner.
Oh, that's too bad. Kind of spoils our plans.
Well, did he say if Miss Brenton was coming?
I guess it's all for the best.
But Bobby knew we expected him for dinner.
Uncle Jimmy, come here a minute.
Be right there, dear. Did Bobby give you a message for me?
I was afraid to tell Mom. And I didn't want to worry Sister Rosalind.
Thank you, dear. Guess I'll have to deliver the rest of that message myself.
Secrets, Uncle Jimmy?
No secrets. Dorothy was a little reluctant about telling you that Arnold and Bobby and Miss Brenton would be detained at the office.
What?
Yes, a business conference.
Now the Mitzi situation involves Arnold Stewart. Well, Florence will certainly have something to say to Arnold when he gets home. And now what plans will Florence, Rosalind, and Uncle Jimmy have to match wits with Miss Brenton?